Welcome to Not a Novice, a time of refreshing and upliftment through the unfailing word of God with Bishop Victor Collins Asabre. Bishop Collins is the Bishop of the Good Shepherd Church, a dynamic church located in Canal No. 2 Polder, West Bank Demerara, with branches all over Guyana. Now, here is the message.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Wow. Let's pray.
Father, thank you so much for this afternoon. Thank you for another opportunity to hear from you. I pray you speak to our hearts, you affect our lives. Thank you for the change and the transformation in our lives, in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 16, that is where we are operating from. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Wise as serpents, harmless as doves. So if you've been in another Not a Novice church on Tuesday afternoons, you'll remember that. I hope you are writing notes. Those of you in Mabaruma, I hope you are writing notes. Those of you in Ashalton, I hope you are writing notes. You'll realize that we are looking at, we are doing an anatomy of the snake. The snake is not a nice animal. But some people like snakes. You see, yes, there are some snake charmers, the people who put snakes around their necks and things like that. Yeah, they're cool. I mean, I hope one day they don't bite them. But Jesus is the one who actually has prompted this this study. And if you read your Bible, you do your quiet time, and you pass this chapter of Matthew and this verse, be therefore wise as serpents. I mean, it should keep you meditating, researching, analyzing for weeks. And that's what we're doing. This one is free of charge. I'm sure you've read that verse before. You didn't do all these things that I'm taking you through. So I hope you're writing them down. And when you study the snake, you see a lot of things that the snake possesses. And last week, we looked at the snake as a master of inner power. The venom of the snake, once it gets into you, that's it. You're gone. I mean, you go to, I don't know, heaven or hell, wherever, but you leave your body. The venom of the snake can change your life and destiny. What we are trying to do today is looking at another aspect of the snake, which is serpents are masters of overcoming handicaps. Masters at overcoming handicaps. So be wise as serpents. So it's okay. If I have to be wise as a serpent, you first have to know who or what is the serpent. If somebody tells you, you have to be wise as your teacher or wise as your mother, then you have to ask yourself, do I know my mother? Do I know my teacher? Do I know my friend? Your teacher or somebody advises you, know, if that guy is your friend, then you should really learn from him. Then you have to find out for yourself, how is this my friend? What does this friend possess that I should learn? And that's what we are doing. Wise as serpents. And so, wise as a snake. I don't like snakes. No, it's Jesus who said it. And so if Jesus says something, you should pay attention to it. So, wise as serpents. And when you study, like I said, the anatomy of the snake, you realize that they are masters at overcoming handicaps. Right? What is a handicap? A handicap is something that severely limits you. It severely limits you. If you are handicapped in your legs, it means that what people who are not handicapped in their legs can do, you are handicapped to do. Now, people in this life, you see, in this life, many people have grown up with excuses at their stupidity and stupidness and foolishity and foolishness. That even when it comes to handicap, people want to meet you halfway and embrace your foolishness and say differently able. If you cannot, you cannot. And find out how you can and do it instead of wanting us to embrace you when you cannot. If you realize there are many people who grow up and then they attribute their adulthood and their stupidity and their nonsense and their failures in life to something that happened to them when they were little, which I have never forgotten. People live lives like that. It's common. Oh, and I don't want to state some things, you know, on air like that. If you call me privately, I'll tell you what I mean. I said, oh, when I was a child, this, and therefore this is what that has made me. How have you allowed a handicap, something that happened to you when you were a child that wasn't pleasant, how have you allowed this thing to control you for 25 years? Tell me if there's not something wrong with you. That thing has no power than the power you give it. I said, that thing has no power over your life than the power you give it. Oh, I'm preaching very good because you are here tonight. And so a handicap is something that severely limits you. A handicap is something that makes you different from others. Different from others. A handicap is a disadvantage that makes success more difficult. More difficult. You see, that is why when sometimes some people, I've seen it. You see some people, they go to school and they graduate. Maybe they are called to the bar. You know, bar where they drink alcohol? Guinness bar, okay. So I didn't say it. It's somebody who said it. You know, they are called to the bar. And then there's a little, you know, little summary of their life. And you know, they say, oh, he grew up from a depressed neighborhood. And so it's an achievement. He's one of the stars of this neighborhood. Charlie, stop that rough there. We have become people who always want to blame something for our failings. And there are people in the church like that. When they don't do well in the church, it's the pastor. If they don't do well in the church, it's God. Yeah, they leave the church and they say, it's the church, it's the pastor. And then they say, oh, it's a cult and all of that. You did not do well in the church. And you don't do well because of something stupid or something negative about your life. Because the same church that you say you don't like, and somebody is there, they are very happy in the church. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. If you like, try it. The same man or the same woman you say you don't like over your dead body, somebody says over my living body. I like she bad. I want she bad. You try there. And say, oh, nah, this person, no. Somebody, they say one man's meat is another man's poison. So you sit down there and make something your poison. You see how somebody will take that same thing and do well. So you have to, I don't know why you are not a Christian and you are listening to me this afternoon. Because Jesus is the one who is saying that you have to be wise as a serpent. And when you look at the serpent, you realize that the serpent has handicaps. Now listen to what Jesus says in Revelation chapter 2 verse 7. To him that overcometh, there are several parts in the book of Revelation that Jesus mentioned, to him that overcometh, to him that overcometh, to him that overcometh. In verse 7 of Revelation chapter 2, Jesus said, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, not to him who makes excuses. You have to overcome your handicaps. Let me tell you, the snake does not have legs. But he can move faster than somebody with legs. Oh. How come so you have two legs? A whole two. And then somebody who just crawls can move faster or can change your life when he bites you. He has managed to evolve, to overcome and master the state that he's in. You were born in a depressed neighborhood. You didn't know your father. Oh, your father and your mother divorced, and so what? You didn't go to a good school. You didn't have any brothers and sisters to teach you, and all those excuses that you are trying to carry for the rest of your life, it is not wise. Revelation 2 verse 17, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna. Don't you want to eat the hidden manna? The manna that Moses, manna was in the days of Moses. And Jesus says, if you overcome, I'll give you manna that is hidden. Wow. There's some Chinese rice that God has kept special for people who overcome. Oh, you can only know the taste if you overcome. I see you overcoming your handicaps in Jesus' name. Yeah. To him that overcometh, Revelation 3 and verse 21, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and I'm set down with my father in his throne. Snakes are the most severely handicapped animals on earth. They are the most severely handicapped animals on earth. But tell me whether you are not frightened snake. Bad. If you see La Barrier here right now, even cockroach you frighten. How much more snake? Yeah. When that little insect follow me is following you, you can't handle it. Little follow me, you can't. Snakes don't have limbs. Like I said, they don't have legs. They don't have hands. But you try a snake and see. He will beat you bad without hands. It's a snake called the anaconda or the boa constrictor. He's a boa constrictor because he constricts. He wraps himself around you. Have you seen somebody without hands and legs? He can wrap himself around you and squeeze you tight and cut off your lungs and your breathing systems, your ventilation system, that you can't get air to breathe and you die. You want to choke somebody with your hand. He doesn't have hand to choke you. So people like choking people. All over the place. Choke me now. Are you there? They don't have limbs. Yet, they move. They move. I bet if you try to run a 100-meter race with a snake, you will black out and the snake will still be running. And they don't have legs. Snakes have poor eyesight. Yeah. So when you see a snake, the snake has not seen you. But when you see a snake, who runs first? Something long, some... 24 inches, 36 inches, 27 inches, kind of reptile walking, moving on the ground. And when you see it, you run and hollering. The snake has a reputation. And how he has built his reputation is what we are looking at. And one of it is that as much as he doesn't have hands, he doesn't have legs, he has poor, very poor eyesight. Even if you see him first, you think he has seen you. But a snake has a very poor eyesight. And so what he uses is, he uses heat sensors that can pick up vibrations. So as you are walking towards the snake, because you are walking and the movement that your feet is making on the earth, on the ground, he picks it up that something is coming. So the snake doesn't know whether you are an animal or you are a human being or rabbit or dog. He doesn't know, but he knows that something is coming. So if he has to and bite, that's what he does. It's his reaction, because he has sensed the closeness of something that he is not used to. How many of us have poor eyesight and we are locked up in the house depressed? Once upon a time, there's a young lady who came among us. I think there's one gentleman who wanted to marry a blind woman. I remember. Yeah, so you remember the gentleman? He wanted to marry a blind woman. And the blind woman came to church one time. One of the things I wondered was how she could put colors together. And you know how ladies will dress up? They dress up with colors matching. And this person is blind, but then she comes with colors matching up. It's amazing. It's like green and black and green, and the shoe and the dress, everything matches, but the person is blind. And you have eyes, but your matching doesn't work at all. I say you have eyes, but your matching doesn't work at all. You are changing in the name of Jesus. You are colorblind. Yeah. You are colorblind. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. That was very interesting. That how can this lady, and I hear that she even cooks. You have eyes, you have hands, you have legs. I don't want to see the next one. Oh. It's not working for you so far. It's not working for you. Yeah. I'm telling you. Yeah. Some people are blind, but they use, is it a Braille's they call it? They can read. They can do examination. You have eyes. You have nose. You say you come from a depressed neighborhood in Georgetown. And so even secondary school form one, you didn't finish. You are a stupid boy. But someone who doesn't have eyes is reading. And you have eyes, you have ears, you have nose, you are healthy. In secondary school, form one, when you came, as common entrance, your grade is 24. When people are doing 200 and 400, yours is 24. And you are blaming your father who you never saw for that. I'm preaching to somebody in Georgetown, I'm telling you. Yeah. Oh. Snakes have no movable eyelids. So they can't put on eye wig. Or eyelash. All are lashes. So can you imagine that your eyes, there's no lids to cover the eyes or to protect the eyes from dust and things that are coming to your eyes? How long can you survive for? So snakes don't have anything covering their eyes. So no matter what it is, heat, smoke, whatever, their eyes are still open. Yet, you make a mistake, they will bite you. Bite you like they're biting chicken. I tell you. You find yourself at the hospital. You can easily not survive if you don't get there on time. If you happen to be in one of these things that they move around, by the time people even go on the side for them to pass, Sometimes when I see that in town, I say, hey, I hope somebody is not dying in this thing. Oh, because to even give them, we people, to give them, you know, some of them don't work. Some are true, but the serious, so you don't even know which ones are serious. And I'm just saying that the ones that are serious, sometimes they are going over the bridge and it's so tight and you are wondering, is this person going to survive? That is why in developed countries, they go all in the air. Medivac, in fact, they take you in the air. Because if they are going to follow the road, you die. So they go up. Up there, there's no traffic. They are on top of the hospital is called a teaching hospital. Of university hospital. And so it is very advanced. There's research. There are professors. There are consultants. I mean, surgeons. So the helicopter goes and lands on top of that hospital. Your life is saved. There's no prayer necessary. Many people die before their time because of this kind of wisdom that is not applied. Because if somebody is bleeding, somebody is severely sick and all of that, and you are transporting this person over the type of roads that exist in some countries, hey, the ambulance will jump up, you hit your head, you are dead in an ambulance. Lord have mercy. Snakes have no external ear openings. They don't have external ear openings. So they have ears, but there's no opening. So it's like they are deaf. You come to church, the pastor preaches, you can't hear nothing. When they ask you after church, what did the pastor preach about? I don't remember. You go to church for 2 years, you don't know the pastor's name. You go to church for 2 years, you don't know the church's name. You ask them, what's the name of the church you go to? Say, it's one of them, you know, them, somebody should help you remember the church you go to for 3 years. The ears, you don't have external ear openings. You can't hear. Your ears are hard. Even though they are deaf, they are able to sense things. Snakes can pick up vibrations from the ground. So it's like, if you are coming from afar, they can pick up the vibrations from the ground for wherever they are lying. And they'll be waiting for you. In spite of all these handicaps, snakes have become the most successful predators on earth. Now, if a lion comes around right now, he can easily die. A snake, he can run. Yeah, we're afraid of the lion, but we're also afraid of the snake. Even though both of them don't look alike. Are you there? Yeah. So the snake, they have lived and they flourish where no other wild animal can live. They have worked around their handicap of not having legs and are able to go anywhere. You can't go to places. So over the river, it's far. And you have legs. The snake doesn't say over the river. You will go. Can you imagine you have legs and you are immobilized? You have not gone beyond Georgetown before. And you have legs. In the same way, if you look at the snake, Jesus was actually telling us that we should look at our handicaps and overcome them. I said we should look at the things that to our disadvantage, if you want to call it, and overcome them. Are you with me? Because none of us is perfect. And in our imperfection, God realized that he had created something good. Think about it. Without the type of height you need, Bible says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Without the many hair, the long hair that you've been praying about, that the prayer has not been answered. Your hair that is finishing, when you pull all together, they don't come together. It's a handicap. You are differently able. Yet God says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. It means that that should not be something that you allow to keep you back. Buy a wig. Get a wig. Go and get a wig. Yeah, man. Get a wig. Straight wig. Get two. Yeah. Oh, but plait your hair. Put in some wig. Yeah. And you see, when you put in, let's say if you don't have enough hair, and you go to the hairdresser, you say, please put in some hair for me so that I will look like I have long hair to the back of my waist, like that. Make sure when they put it in, when you are working, we don't see the difference between your hair and the wig. There are some people, you don't overcome your handicap properly at all. Your lack of hair handicap. You see clearly that this one is natural. This one is unnatural. It's artificial. It was bought. It was hired. It was paid for. Father, thank you for speaking to us today. Thank you for somebody who's encouraged to break through their handicap and their limitations. I bless your name for what you have taught us today in Jesus' name. Amen. You are listening to me this afternoon. You are not saved. You are not born again. If you die right now, you are not sure whether you go to heaven or hell. You want to say, Bishop, please pray with me. I want to pray with you. Just pray this prayer after me. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart. And I confess with my mouth that Jesus lived, he died, he was buried, he rose again. And I receive Jesus into my heart to be my Lord and my personal Savior. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. If you pray that prayer, there's a number that announcer is going to give. Call me on that number. I'm going to pray for you. All your handicaps, they will go away. I'm telling you. We are not people who are moved by handicaps. You get it? Yeah. So I am your radio pastor, not a novice church. Call me. I'll speak with you again. Whatever limitation or handicap, call me. I'll speak to you. I'll encourage you. And I'll show you some keys that you can use in becoming successful. All right. It's offering time. Offering time. Every time at Not a Novice, I know many of you listen, but you don't give offering. That's offering time. I see that somebody wants to collect offering right here. I don't know which offering is. Is it church offering or is something offering? So we'll see. Hallelujah. All right. So take out your offering. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, 10,000. MMG number 6147909. You can do MMG. Okay. If you don't know how to do it, just call the number 6147909. We'll show you how to send money. Some people don't know how to send money. We'll show you how to send money. Okay, so give your offering, 5,000, 10,000, and God will bless you. Father, thank you for everyone who is giving. I pray for the blessings of the Lord that make the rich to be their portion. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. So next week, same time here on 102.5 FM, I will continue preaching about masters of what? Overcoming handicaps. God bless the rest of your day.
We hope you have been blessed by this message. For more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call 592-691-5301 or 592-628-2227 or email us on notanoviceservice@gmail.com. God richly bless your day.